السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يديه الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم وقال الله تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. One day, in the masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some of his companions were sitting around in a halaqa, in a circle. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out from his apartment because he used to live just a curtain separating him and the masjid. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out to greet these companions who were sitting in a circle, speaking about something. And he asked them, he said, Ma ajlasakum. He said, what has made you sit here? To his companions. And they replied, the companions replied, they said, Jalasna nad'u Allaha wa nahmaduhu ala ma hadana li dinihi wa manna alayna bik. They said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have sat here to make dua to Allah, to call to Allah, and to praise him collectively for what he guided us to of his deen, and for the fact that he blessed us with you. This is narrated in the hadith of Imam Nasa'i. And the Prophet ﷺ said, he said, مَا أَجْلَسَكُمْ إِلَّا ذَلِكَ He said, nothing except this reason has made you sit here. And they said, Allahi. مَا أَجْلَسْنَا إِلَّا ذَلِكَ that we swear by Allah, nothing except this intention has made us sit here. And the Prophet ﷺ said, I didn't ask you this question to make you take an oath because I doubt your intention. I'm not trying to suspect that are you here for this or for that. But I wanted to tell you that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and informed me that Allah is boasting about you people among the angels. And this is how the companions, subhanAllah, why were they sitting there? They were making dua to Allah and praising Allah for the fact that He sent deen, but also according to the wording of the hadith, that the fact that Allah blessed them with the Prophet. The fact that the Prophet ﷺ was sent to them as a guide, as a Rasul, as a Nabi. And we have to ask ourselves, why? What made them sit and do that? What made them spend their time to thank Allah? They knew, and we know, alhamdulillah, that without the Prophet ﷺ, we would not know Allah. When we think of that one Lord that we worship, when we think of how we worship God, when we think of the fact that we don't worship anything else, some of us have been born into this. Others of us have been guided to this after we converted or embraced Islam. But if it was not for Rasulullah, we would not even know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the fact that we should worship Him. That if we did not have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not have had the Qur'an. The Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't bring it down as an instruction manual or like a book. Here, take the entire book. Allah chose to bring it through the heart and revelation to His beloved final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only that, giving His revelation, but teaching us how to live that revelation, how to interpret that revelation. And this is where we get the sunnah. Can you imagine all the teachings of Islam that we have? Not only our ritual prayers and our fasting and these things, but the lessons that we have of how to be with each other, how to give each and every thing in creation its rights, how to have good character, how to show love. Even this was brought to us by one single man, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so is it any surprise why they were sitting down in order to remember this blessing? And we know that the Prophet ﷺ did more for us than any other human being can ever do for us. Alhamdulillah, who are the people who did most for us? Perhaps our mother, of course, our fathers, maybe our grandparents, maybe a mentor, maybe our spouses. But if you put together what every single human being can do for you on the face of this earth, it will not even equal a drop in the ocean of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done for all of us. And this is the beauty of why the Sahaba sat. The Prophet ﷺ, he suffered for our sake like no one will ever suffer for our sake. Just think about this. What he went through, he cried for us. When he got revelation, when he came back to Khadija radiallahu anha, and he was shaking and he was crying, he said, Khashitu ala nafsi. He said, I was afraid for myself. Some of the ulama, they say that this is because the Prophet ﷺ didn't doubt the angel that came to him, didn't doubt that he had revelation. But what he realized was that the fate of mankind was resting on his shoulders. That the guidance of humanity was in front of him and in his message. And this is the responsibility from day one as Rasulullah that he got on his shoulders carrying that burden for us. He cried in the night until his legs used to be swollen, even into his old age. Even into his old age, he would be asking and begging Allah for the sake of not only his companions, but get this, there was someone who was crying day and night to Allah for your guidance, for my guidance. Us here today, Rasulullah was crying and asking Allah to preserve the ummah until the day of judgment. He went through so much pain and suffering, humiliation from the beginning, because he decided that we need to reach this message needs to reach us. This message of Tawheed, of one God. And so it began through humiliation, through rejection. A man who never told a lie in his life. Imagine that. Never telling a lie in your life. And all of a sudden, so we could get this message, he put up with being called a liar. He put up with being mocked and ridiculed. He put up with being beaten. We know that the Prophet ﷺ, he was in front of the Kaaba calling people towards deen. And people would be, as he was praying, throwing dust on top of his head, sand all over his head. The entrails of camels, of dead animals on top of him while he was making sajda. The Prophet ﷺ, they came one time with a cloth and started to choke him until someone had to intervene and say, are you going to kill this man just because he says Allah is one, your Lord is one? Yet the Prophet ﷺ persevered. He could have stopped. He could have said, I'll worship Allah privately. He could have said, whatever small followers I have, we're happy with that. But he kept on going. The Prophet ﷺ was boycotted for not giving up this message. The Prophet ﷺ was tempted with everything. Just do not convey this message to people. But he still wanted us to reach the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he persevered. He lost his family members in the process. He was boycotted, and within that period of time, his two most closest family members, Khadija radiallahu anha, his supportive wife, Abu Talib, his uncle, they both passed away. His own daughter was struck, subhanAllah, and she later passed away. He buried all of his children in his lifetime except for one, Fatima radiallahu anha. He buried all of his children in front of him. And we cannot pretend that the hardships that the Muslims went through did not contribute to the difficulties that his own children went through. He, subhanAllah, there was some time where he said, there has been no one who has been more frightened and scared in the path of Allah than me. He said, there were times when we had nothing to eat except what Bilal, the freed slave, could hide underneath his armpit. How many things do we eat today? Wonderful things. It's Jumu'ah. We'll go home now, we'll have a barbecue outside, we'll go home to a beautiful dinner. And we'll remember and reflect that there were times when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not have enough food except to hide under a human being's armpit so that we could understand this deen. There were times when he would go out, when Mecca became too difficult, he went to Taif, we know, and he was stoned and rejected from there. And yet still, he did not, that when the angel came to him to say, Allah has sent me, if you want, I can just bring the mountain down on top of these people for what they did to you, for how they're rejecting. He said, no. Because if not them, then someone will come forth from them that I hope will worship Allah. Within that same generation, those people came back. The same people who throw stones at the Prophet ﷺ till his shoes were clogged with blood came back accepting Islam. In the next generation, the hadith narrators say they were the most pious in remembering Quran and defending Islam. SubhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ, even though the Quraysh were treating him in this way, Allah even held off the punishment. Many other nations, because they did wrong to their Prophet, Allah sent the azab from on top or below in any which way. And yet, because of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That Allah was not about to punish all of those people as long as you are with them. This is how special the Prophet ﷺ was. That because of him, that the worst punishment on his people was held off. And when he came finally, as we know, after 21 years of persecution, subhanAllah, when he came back into Mecca, in the Fatah of Mecca, what did he say? He said at that point, when he had gained all the power, he could have punished everyone and taken revenge. He said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. He said, there's not going to be any vengeance upon you today. May Allah forgive you and us. SubhanAllah. And this is what made those people come into Islam. This is when they all said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Even after that, making things easy for people. When the final farewell Hajj, he said, I may not be able to see you after this for Hajj again. Come and learn Hajj from me. And 100,000 companions came from all over Arabia, some of whom had never laid eyes on the Prophet ﷺ. Some of them who could only see him from far away. And yet whenever they came asking, how is it that we perform our Hajj? So confusing. We don't know what to do. We're just into Tawheed. We just left Shirk. He would tell them one thing. La haraj, la haraj, la haraj. Don't worry, it's okay. You made a mistake, it's fine. You didn't know how to do it. You put one thing in front of the other thing, that's okay. Don't worry about it. This was the personality of the Prophet ﷺ, even after so much hardship. In fact, as he passed away, the Prophet ﷺ was telling the Muslims, treat your women well. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Your prayer, stay on your prayers and treat those who are in your guardianship, your care well. This is what the Rasul ﷺ spent his life doing for us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go back to the ayah that I first read, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you except as an immense mercy to not only mankind, humankind, to all of the realms of being. All of the realms of being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, why did he say, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. He says, there has come to you, O people, a messenger from among yourselves. He's the same as us. He's a human being. Allah didn't send an angel. Why? So he can relate to us, so we can relate to him. So he can show us how to live life. This is how the Prophet ﷺ was. Azizun alayhi ma'anittum. The things that worry you, the things that are difficult for you, is very difficult for him to bear. Do you know anybody else like that? The things that are difficult for you to go through as an ummah is hard on the Rasul ﷺ. Harisun alaykum. He is so eager. Hirs is like a greed. It's like he's so eager and avid for your benefit. Bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. With the believers, he is loving. He is so merciful. SubhanAllah. This is our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why, when we wonder why the Sahaba loved him so much, it's because he loved us infinite times more than anybody else can. And yet, even with this love, this life that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived, that's echoes are still coming to us today, that we're still talking about today, and yet still sometimes we turn away from his sunnah. He was for us. Why can't we be for him? That's the question. In the month of Rabi al-Awwal, what is it about? It's about remembering that blessing. It's about recounting his seerah. It's about saying, alhamdulillah, we got the greatest gift. Through our iman, we got, subhanAllah, our iman we got through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet, subhanAllah, sometimes as well, we are so ready to believe whatever lie someone says. How many people come to me and say, you know, I read this thing, is it true? I'm having a doubt. SubhanAllah. If someone came to you about your mother and said, oh, I knew your mother from the college days. She was bad. She's a bad person. Would you ever believe them? You'd never believe them. Why? Because you have a relationship with your mother and you love your mother. And yet you get one email forward. You see one thing on a website, some Islamophobic website. And we start to get doubts. How can we allow this to happen? Our relationship with the Rasul should be so tight, should be so close, that nothing can shake our faith in the fact that he was the messenger of Allah, that he was the best of creation, and that he came and he gave us the correct advice and the way until the day of judgment. And even worse, sometimes not only do we have doubts, but we abandon his character. How do we behave with our families? How do we, if we own a business, how do we treat our employees? How do we treat our spouses? Sometimes even religious people, subhanAllah. What a travesty that you can have religious figures who do not embody. They embody the outward of Islam, but they do not embody the character of Islam. Wherein this is the essence of the deen. This is the very thing that won the hearts of all the people around Rasulullah ﷺ. Not the way that you're dressed. Not the way that you, whether you speak this language or that language. And so this is the blessing of Rasulullah. And it's this that we realize. This is the unbreakable bond that we have with him. We each have a relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if we don't realize it. Even if you don't know it, he has that bond with each of us. And it's only about us rediscovering this and getting this confidence to be able to go forward and share that light with other people. That love has to inspire us to live the life the Prophet ﷺ lived. And this is how the deen will spread. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to realize this unbreakable bond, to increase our love for the Rasul ﷺ, to bring ourselves and our families and our communities upon his sunnah, and to carry this light forward, continuing the message and the sacrifices that our beloved Rasul ﷺ made for us. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه غفور رحيم. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم فصلي وسلم وبارك وأنعم على خاتم النبيين سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه المطهرات أمهات المؤمنين وعلى سائر الصحابة أجمعين، خصوصا على أبي بكر الصديق وعمر بن الخطاب وعثمان بن عفان وعلي بن أبي طالب رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين، ولا تابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، ولذكر الله أعلى وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. استووا واعتدلوا. Make your lines straight. Fill in your gaps. Please turn off your cell phones. Turn your hearts towards Allah. الله أكبر، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Thank our Khatib, Brother Abdullah Mishra. May Allah bless him. Inshallah, he'll be with us also this evening after Maghrib, give a talk on the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is a great occasion, the month of Rabiul Awwal, to remember the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to know more about his seerah and sunnah. And inshallah, we have series of talks during this month. Also, I want to pray for people who are not well. Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haisam Bandoksi, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Reema Dalati, Brother Mazhar Siddiqui, Brother Jalaluddin Akand, and Brother Ribhi Abdul Moti. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih mardana wa rama. Allahumma shfih anta shafi. لا شافي إلا أنت شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Also please دعاء مغفرة for brother Farrell Lee Sanders and brother Muhammad Saeed Al-Tabba brother Sam Aziz Ogli and our dear scholar Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi. Dr. Yusuf Al-Qaradawi, one of the leading scholars of our time, Imam, Mujtahid and a great writer, has more than 150 books, has published May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He died last Monday at the age of 96 in Qatar. He was from Egypt originally, but he died in Qatar. And he has done a lot of work. May Allah bless him and reward him for all the good work that he did and forgive any mistakes. May Allah bless all of the people who passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa sa'a mudkhalahum. Allahumma aghfir khatayahum bil ma'i wa thalj wal barad. Allahumma naqqihim min adh-dhunub wal khataya kama yunqqa thawb al abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma jazihim bil ihsan ihsana wa bis sayyi'ati 'afwan minka wa ghufrana. Allahumma ارحمنا اذا سرنا الى ما صاروا اليه رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد واله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين